All right, this is Mike Adams here, the founder of Brighteon.com, with a very special bombshell message, a major breakthrough that we're announcing for all content creators, especially those on Brighteon.tv and Brighteonradio.com. But this is also a message for everyone who enjoys that content and who wants to live in a world free of censorship. We have just completed the engineering and the rolling out of a peer-to-peer decentralized version of Brighteon.com that is impossible to censor, and it is built on a platform that is itself a decentralized content distribution platform called Qortal. That's spelled Qortal. Qortal. It's just like the word portal, but instead of a P, there's a Q. And so over the last several weeks, with the help of Jason Crow and his team from Qortal, we have essentially ported Brighteon over to the Qortal network, and it is live and it is active right now. And you can see it, and I'm going to give you instructions right now of how to view it. There are a couple of caveats. Right now, it's only currently ingesting two channels off of Brighteon.com. That is the Brighteon TV channel, which of course has dozens of videos each day, and then also my channel, HR Report, Health Ranger Report, just because I wanted to try it with these two channels in case something went wrong. And so far it's working great, and we intend to expand it to other channels. But you as a Brighteon TV host, or a Brighteon TV viewer, or just a fan of Brighteon.com, you now have a new way to access all the videos on Brighteon, even if the government seizes all of the Brighteon servers. Even if the government seizes the Brighteon.com domain name. I mean, we're talking about extreme censorship bulletproof status here. We're talking about a truly decentralized video content distribution system. And it's built and it's done. And there's even more exciting news, although I will show you how to tap into this right now. But the really exciting part of this is that even though we funded this project and, you know, we paid for it, we are giving away the source code as an open source project. There will be a source code distribution, I think, on GitHub that we're going to be announcing on this coming up soon, as soon as we have the code, I think, organized a little better. you know how writing code goes. We need to have it just a little more readable for other programmers. But once we have that in place, we're going to be releasing this as open source code. And that means that anybody out there can essentially borrow our code, copy and paste, change the name. You know how open source works. It's going to be on an open source license. So if you use our open source code, you got to also make your code open source. If it's based on our open source code, that's how it works. But we funded writing the code from scratch, and so we ask you to honor the open source philosophy. But you'll be able to have your own video content distribution system on Qortal relatively easily without having to reinvent all this code from scratch. And also the Qortal ecosystem, because it is a peer-to-peer decentralized system that runs across distributed nodes, using its own interface that's a browser-like interface, but it's not a browser. It's not like you don't have to run Chrome or Firefox or anything like that. You actually run the Qortal node on Windows or Mac or Linux. And then in that Qortal node, you can bring up now a version of Brighteon, which is called, by the way, Q Brighteon. Q being Qortal, because Qortal starts with a Q. So this is called Q Brighteon. And you can see it right now. So let me share with you how to get it and how to see this. This is going to be absolutely crucial for when probably nuclear war breaks out and martial law is declared and whatever is going on. We're going to be able to distribute urgent messages through Qortal. Okay, so Qortal is going to be the underground message system. And in addition to Brighteon and Brighteon videos, we're also going to have the Natural News website, viewable through Qortal, ported as an app. And we're also going to do some other interesting things that I'll announce as they're closer to being ready. But if you download and install Qortal, you will have an emergency broadcast message receiving system. And the good news is that Qortal is free. Qortal's free to download, free to use. It's just free. Free as in beer. So go to Qortal.org. That's Qortal.org. Make a note to do this if you can't do it right this minute, but do it later. And then download the Windows Qortal UI if you're on Windows, or you can download it for Linux or Mac or Raspberry Pi. And then there are guides published on there. And on Linux, there's Debian and other varieties and so on. So you can download this, install it. And when it asks you to install the Qortal node, say yes. Install the node. And that will use your system to help add one more node to the global network of nodes to help pass traffic in and out, including bits and bytes of videos and whatever else. It's all encrypted. And this is how we create a giant global internet mesh network that's completely peer-to-peer, can't be censored, because there are no central servers. There's no DNS. There's no web domains. There are no specific IP addresses that this has to run on. So this is censorship proof. This is major breaking news that we have this available. So once you download and install Qortal, then what you need to do, this is very simple, open up a new tab inside the Qortal UI. And in that tab, you can choose what you want to see. There are things like wallets, because it supports different cryptocurrencies. There's a trading portal. There's a Q chat program where you can chat with other people. There's name registration where you can buy names. You know, you can buy your own name, John Smith, whatever. I already bought Health Ranger, so that's taken. Or you can open what's called Q apps. So you open the Q apps tab, and there, if you just search for Brighteon, you will find the Brighteon Q app. Just click download, and it downloads that app to your Qortal system, and then click open, and it opens up. And then forevermore, you have Brighteon working on Qortal, which is pretty darn cool. Now, here's what's happening right now. The Brighteon app on Qortal, which, again, it's completely censorship-proof, decentralized, it's currently ingesting all of the older videos from the years 2021 through 2023, I think. And so if you go there right now, you're going to see older videos from a year ago or 2 years ago. It's working. It's crunching away at videos. Seems like several each minute. And so it's going from oldest to newest, by the way. And so give it more time, and it'll be newer and newer and newer. And then at some point here, maybe a few days or a couple weeks from now, it'll be all the newest videos on top. And also, you can click on a channel name. So if you see videos there, and you click on the channel name that published the video, like Brighteon TV, or Health Ranger Report, then that'll show you, it'll take you to that channel page where you can see all the videos from that channel. Also, there's a search function that does work. And when you click on a video to play it, I want you to understand what's happening here. When you click on a video to play it, first it says it's loading parts of the video, or it's actually downloading parts of the video. There's a download manager on the top right of the Qortal screen that's kind of flashing blue when it's downloading videos. It's fetching videos, as it says. So it has to fetch all the different chunks of this video. And then after it fetches them, it has to reassemble them. Well, the fetching right now is kind of slow because there are really no other nodes running right now that are parsing all these videos until more people are viewing the videos, which causes it to make copies of the videos across the nodes because it's a peer-to-peer decentralized system. For those of you who are programmers and coders, you know what I'm talking about. The point is that at first, this is going to be slow, but it's going to get faster as more people use it. That's the way peer-to-peer systems work. So have a little patience. Right now, it's proof of concept. It's a pilot program. It is very slow at the moment, but it's going to get faster. Also, we're installing more node hardware in order to be able to serve out the chunks of the videos a lot more quickly. And so the more people come online and start to use this, the faster it's going to get. So I encourage you to use it. And here's the other great news. If you have a video channel on Brighteon.com, then as we expand the channels that are going to be included in this, we will sooner or later get to your channel. And by the way, if you have a channel and you absolutely want your channel scanned as soon as possible and ingested into this Qortal system, let me know. And we'll get your channel in the next expansion list. Just let me know your channel name and we'll make that happen. So right now then, this is a decentralized system. And if something crazy were to happen tomorrow, like nuclear war, and if there were martial law declared, if there were, I don't know, executive orders, National Defense Authorization Act, whatever, and they started taking down websites, taking down DNS, then I would start immediately sending out messages and videos on Qortal, because this is the peer-to-peer decentralized system that I actually first described 11 years ago on the Alex Jones Show. It was in 2012, I believe, when I was on Alex's show, and I said, look, we have to build a decentralized peer-to-peer video emergency, you know, content distribution platform. And at that time, the technology just frankly did not exist. And I've been looking for tech to do this ever since then, and looking for project managers that could actually get it done. And so it took 11 years for that technology to become mature enough and affordable enough and reliable enough, and for people like Jason Crow to come along and actually build Qortal, upon which we can build these apps. And so Qortal, as a platform, by the way, I think is about to explode in popularity. I think Qortal, oh, by the way, it has its own coins. They're called Quartz, Q-O-R-T-S. And you can, I'm not sure exactly what Quartz do on the platform. You can use Quartz to buy names, I know that, but beyond that, I'm not sure what they do. I guess I'll ask Jason, because he's coming on. We're going to interview him again, and he's going to demo this whole thing. I'm going to ask him, what do these coins do? But anyway, there are coins called Quartz, and then there's a chat system, and then now there's Q Brighton, and there are various Q apps that other people have published and so on. So this is an ecosystem that I think is going to explode in popularity. And I've already had conversations with now two other groups that want to use Qortal as the messaging and content distribution backbone for their own groups. One of them is a PMA, Private Membership Association. And so they want to be able to distribute content to members of the PMA without going through any kind of traditional systems such as email or, you know, signal texting or whatever, because, you know, email is all harvested by the NSA, obviously. And, you know, phone text is all harvested by the NSA. Well, on Qortal, it's all decentralized. And the data that's being passed back and forth is all encrypted. And you can join Qortal and you can run it without any KYC, which means you don't need to give up your phone number, your ID, your name, anything. In fact, you can run it on a VPN and you can just use some IP address from somewhere else halfway around the world if you want. It doesn't matter. So Qortal is kind of the information distribution underground railroad. And it's going to be used by more and more organizations who want to have their own, you know, bulletproof, censorship-proof sort of private messaging apps, content distribution, things like that. And again, the more people run the nodes, the stronger the network gets. So if you don't yet know about Qortal, oh, and I have to thank Sayer G from Green Med Info for introducing me to Qortal. Otherwise, I probably wouldn't have known about it. But if you want to start using Qortal, just download it, install it. It's free. Just run it, run the node. And the more people run the nodes, the stronger the whole thing gets. And we're going to keep building apps on it. And we're going to open source those apps as well, because this is how we are contributing to the communities to help create a better world for freedom, for privacy, liberty, content distribution, resistance against censorship, all these things. This is kind of like a Web 3.0 project, and no government in the world can shut this down. No one. Isn't that fascinating? So the solution is already here. It's called Qortal. Now, on my show, decentralize.tv, We are interviewing Jason Crow again and other leaders of other projects that are focused on decentralization as well as privacy, including private currency, private money, you know, private digital money, as well as content distribution systems and also distributed or decentralized food production systems and things like that. So be sure to check out the show. Decentralize.tv is the website if you want to watch the show. And know that the technology that we are putting together or talking about on the show is tech that we are implementing on Brightown.tv and Brightown.com to help your content, your videos, be uncensorable and immutable. So from this point forward, everything that you publish on Brightown.tv or Brightown.com, once those channels are ingested, it's going to be immutable and it will be forever on the blockchain of Cordal, by the way. Cool. All right. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here of Brightown.com. Take care.